It's time to wake up to the cool side of the pillow. Podcast, that is. While not an actual pillow, it serves as a metaphor for the playgrounds of our collective subconscious. Cool Side of the Pillow is a show about dreams, not goals or aspirations, you sillies. Rather, a show that delves into dreams of listeners, just like you. So keep listening, dreamers. Our resident experts, and I use that term loosely, Josh and Vince, will do their best to navigate listener-submitted dreams while providing insights and, dare I say it, a dash of fun. Please, just try to enjoy it.
On today's episode, Josh quits the show, but will Vince be able to handle things without him? Plus, we hear from one dreamer about their mission to help a talking mouse, and another who's on the run with the last slice of school pizza. All that and more today on Cool Side of the Pillow.
Please keep on scrubbing up the floor like you're used to.
Vince?
I know you wanna get that funky stain off the wall.
Vince?
But it's structural.
Vince?
We don't want no scrub, but scrubbing is a thing that Josh says that must be done.
Vince! Jeepers. Man, this place did need a little spring cleaning and a lot of love.
Yeah, that studio audience we kicked out last week really stunk the joint up. We probably shouldn't have offered them all those burritos and pickled eggs between breaks.
We didn't offer them those things. You did.
Well, your version of craft services is more like crap disservices. I should rip that lunch lady badge off your sash, mister.
Listen, that lunch lady was attractive for her age. And it was one date. And this was a gift. And a precious memory I shan't soon forget. She served up more than a lunch. Let me tell you.
Oh, Beulah, you have a mole that is my weird. Oh, Beulah.
And the breath to match it. You know, some people do the leave behind like a sock or a hanging garment from a bedpost. But straight up stealing a lunch lady's sash is a federal offense.
The fact that my friend was offended by my offense, feigning federal felony level fraudulence, is a fairly fleeting farce.
Fair enough, Daffy Duck. Fa 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 fuck off.
That's not very nice.
You're right. Sorry. We should just get back to cleaning. Oh man, look at all the old recording equipment. It's brittle, dysfunctional, and falling apart.
Yeah, that's sometimes how I feel this partnership is.
Well, that's the way the cookie crumbles. Kind of like the screen printing on those horrendous Cool Side of the Pillow shirts you got such a great deal on.
And that's the way our friendship and our partnership crumbles. You think this podcast stuff is so easy. Well, bud, you can figure it out on your own. I quit. Sorry. Did you want me to take the recycling out? They come tomorrow.
No, that's okay. I can do it later. I have a few more beverages to slam down.
Okay. Happy slamming.
And go to hell!
Hey, this is Josh, and everything is so freaking exciting. Isn't it great? Isn't Vince incompetent? Maybe I can bring back the studio audience, and then I'll have friends. This is easy. I don't know what Josh was whining about. Oh, getting stressed out again. Getting hives. I don't know what will cool it down. Some hot fudge yoga, maybe? Just stretch, kick, hop, pummel, hoop, flail, pinch, tickle, squeeze, resting doggy, and eat a whole lot of ice cream. It's like keto. There's no carbs, no nothing. Just ice cream and hot fudge. And a cherry. You gotta have your daily fruit allotment. See, Josh? Now this is how a smart man diets. Oh, wait. He's gone. He's gone. Oh, constellation. Oh, wait. He's gone. He's gone. I better learn to embrace it. Oh, wait. He's gone. Whoa. There's no need to replace him. Gone. Yeah, I can do this on my own. Oh, shit. I do need a dream. How does this all work? Whew. All right, where does he get those things? Ah, I dropped my headset. Wait, what's this crap? Oh, man, this stuff is it's dusty. Someone should really clean up. Well, now that Josh is gone, I am the Dust King. All right, so I think I just do this. Okay, that sounds normal. I don't like that bit. One bit. Okay, I think I have it.
Beautiful spring day. 2013 has been a banner year so far. Vince, I look outside, I see blue skies everywhere.
Ah, fiddle scripts. Now, so what if this is from 2013? It's pretty damn timely if you ask me. Ah, these morons won't know the difference. Oh, snaps. Are the mics recording me right now?
Nothing can ever stop this momentum, especially with my best bud by my side.
That's right. Thick as thieves we are. Standing tall on the wings of our dreams. Nothing's gonna stop us now.
Okay, let's get to this dream. This one comes from Kyle.
Hey, Cool Side of the Pillow, aka Vince and Josh. This is Kyle calling from my house as I actually am playing PGA 2K.
Too many letters.
And I got to thinking about a dream that I had last night. It's not a very long dream, but it was kind of strange. I had
long intro.
Three of my ex-girlfriends in it.
Brag.
Not humble.
Two of them for a very short period of time.
One of them was a three-way.
The last one was who Josh knows to be Miranda. And Miranda
hold
and
everything.
What's wrong?
Josh knows someone. Josh doesn't know her. Josh doesn't have any friends.
Yes, I do. You know, my good old pals, like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. And don't forget about Dorothy, Blanche, Rose, and that spicy little Sylvia.
Those are the Golden Girls, and I think Bismarck's groupies. Look, at least I'm your friend, and you're nice to yourself. In fact, you're always mighty friendly with yourself after hours, behind closed doors.
Behind closed doors is a classy, casual dining environment. I thank you, and good day, sir.
Miranda and I were... We were what you would call either very, very hot or very, very cold. So a pretty tumultuous relationship. Josh can definitely attest to that. But so what's going on in this dream is she's in her apartment. We're not together or anything like that.
So far, so hot.
But there's a mouse that is just a regular little size mouse that is kind of like a... It didn't talk to me, but it could definitely like talk, if that makes sense. Like I knew it could talk, but it just wasn't talking in my dream. But it needed to get, like, it was looking to try to get back to Miranda, who was like, it was like her, that mouse's favorite person was Miranda. So where I have this mouse, it's like in like this little briefcase, which is weird. And I'm carrying around, I'm trying to find Miranda, trying to find her. And all of a sudden, I don't fully remember like what we were doing or what I was doing, but I finally found her at her apartment. And when I get to the apartment, I'm like, oh my God, finally I found you. This mouse has been looking all over for you. And I go to open I open up the briefcase and the mouse pops out, and then my cat Teddy, who is like, sees this mouse, goes to try to like, not attack it by any means, but is just going to like, check this thing out. I'm like, no, Teddy, I shoo him away. And finally, as I shoo him away, the little mouse kind of comes into my hand, and then I put him down, and he sees Miranda.
Whoa, Black Betty, Miranda ran.
And no joke, I'm not even making this up. This is so fucking weird. The mouse literally turns into just as big as me, and it just is so excited, and it skips over to Miranda, who's in this little galley kitchen in her apartment that I've never seen before. And Miranda's like, oh my God, this is great. I've been wondering where you were. And then I just, no joke, woke up. So do what you want with that. If you got anything of what that could be like, I don't fucking know, but like it was very strange dream. So that's what I got for you. Hopefully that works. Thanks, guys.
Well, it didn't, and you're fired. So,
yeah.
Good day. Take your walking papers and run. No, that was a good dream. Yeah, that was a lot of preamble for a porn. Isn't that what that was? Or no, or it was a dream.
It was a dream.
I thought it was a script. I thought it was like a, hey, sausage pizza's here.
Always think everything is a porn script.
Yeah, it's because everything is until they realize, wait, this wouldn't work. This isn't sexy. And then they're like, okay, I guess this is Born Identity Part 3 then. That's how Grammys are made, and babies.
Get us Matt Damon.
Yeah, Grammys have children, and then they have babies. So I'm not sure what any of that means. It sounds like it's like a Ratatouille wingman situation.
Yeah, like Ratatouille's helping him get the ladies instead of making pasta pies and
finger-licking
good things. He's like, hey, check out this lady. I'm going to make sure you get laid lately. Does that make sense?
See, that's what I'm talking about. Ratatouille was totally about supposed to be a porn, but like that's the adaptation of this. They're like, wait, this isn't very sexy, so let's make it about a rat that's a chef and controls a man by pulling on his hairs.
Yeah.
There's some whores in this mouse. There's some whores in this mouse. Wait a minute.
That sounds like it could be a good song.
That's going to be a banger one day.
Yeah.
In probably like 12-ish years from now, give or take.
That maths. So what are your thoughts, Vince? How do you interpret that dream? I think there's something going on with that mouse.
Yeah.
It's so weird. So it's talking to him, and then it gets giant. It's like skipping to her.
Maybe the mouse is symbolic of the things that you want to say but can't say or can't put into words.
Ooh.
You know, what's more cute and wonderful than like a little furry creature, you know, like it's hard. Like you can call it cute and wonderful and whatever else, but there are certain words and certain feelings that go behind those words that don't do them justice. So maybe the mouse was the part of him that transcended mere words and was, you know, like a vibe wingman.
Wing mouse.
It says vibing wing mouse.
Yeah, but the mice stay hidden, right? They kind of only scurry out in the night and grab the crumbs and run back. You know, they're not out and about, but then it got bigger.
Yeah.
Bigger. The mouse got bigger, and it was like you had to confront the mouse things.
Yep, the mouse was growing.
And you said that was a hot and cold relationship. Yeah.
Yep.
So the mouse got too big to not confront.
It got too hot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right then.
Oh, hello. You caught me. I was just getting back from a smoke break, but that's not why I'm here. I'm here to tell you all about my new pizza shop, Jesus H. Slice. Our pizza is sacrilicious, and you'll want to save you all the flavor. What sets us apart from the competition, you might ask?
Yeah. What does set you apart?
Quiet, you. I mean, glad you asked, you silly dim-dim. We craft slices. No full pies, calzones, wings, or fried dough.
Sounds limited.
More like limited edition. Well, you can buy 10 loose slices of varying slices and we can jam them into a paper bag for you.
You don't have boxes?
What did I just say? That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. Anyways, we don't need no stinking boxes when we have all the toppings, like pepperoni, mushrooms.
Is that it?
That's all you should need. You can take your pineapple, your ham, onion, sardines, and shove them in a paper bag.
Well, at least you have paper bags.
Now you're getting it, Junior. Plus, our pizza is lukewarm at best, never too hot. In fact, our slices are heated by cute little lamps. You used a lamp when you studied in school, right? Well then, consider this brain food. We specialize in thin crust. In fact, I once made a slice so thin, I couldn't even see it. It was the most ridiculous thing I never saw. So come get you a slice of Cheez-A Sage Slice. Tell your father, your son, but no holy spirits. The county told me I'd never have a liquor license again. And if you visit our shop for a pickup, don't you dare play our arcade game if you visit. It's purely for decor, and the queen spider and her babies do not like being disturbed. We're conveniently located across from the adult theater between the exotic Boyd store and waste management plant.
The lamps around the fritz again.
That's the most unfortunate thing I ever heard. I'm going out back for another smoke.
Yum.
Man, Vince is so delusional. He doesn't even have a rocker to fall off of. I'll show him. I'm sure there are several startup podcasts that need a charismatic, well-rounded, intelligent, easy to work with, Renaissance man such as myself. Aw, so sad. Missing dog poster. Wait, underneath it. Scribbled in almost cursive. A podcast position. It's open with Cobb Industries. Let's see if I can make out this chicken scratch. It says, new co-host needed urgently. Doesn't seem like the top-notch place, but at least I'll be the smartest person there. It might not be a step up, but at least it's a sideways step. Oh, it's not far. Just across the street. And up some dusty steps.
Well, if your name happens to be Josh, you should come right on in, partner.
How did you know my name?
I just have a seventh sense about these things. Now, what can I do for you, boyo?
Well, I thought you just said you knew my name. And you were the one who posted about the podcast, right?
Ah, yes. So you'll have to forgive me. Being 78 years young, well, sometimes I lose track of what's going on in this baseball game. Who do you think's going to win?
What baseball game?
Oh, not one for sports, eh, my boy? You must be one of those.
This is definitely Vince, dressed as an old man. That suit smells awful, but I like the color.
Oh, I see you're admiring my suit. I found this in a dumpster earlier. Can you believe it? Just pat dry and it's all clean.
So, about the podcast position.
Seems to me like you had a good thing going at your previous podcast.
How would you even know about that? I never mentioned it.
Well, I told you, I have an eighth sense about these things, my boy. So what's the problem? Sounds like he was just too dang handsome.
I'm going to stop you right there. And leave. Thank you for your time.
The thanks are all yours, my boy. Seems like you had a good thing going. Oh, he's going, gone. He laughed.
Well, that was a whole lot of hot nonsense. But, you know, it's kind of sweet that Vince went to all the trouble of wearing a dumpster suit and wearing all that cheap makeup. Oh, wait. There's another posting on the wall. On this here bulletin board. Let's see. It's called Mrs. Krautmeyer Explains It All. Interesting. What does it say? Look, we know you're terribly stupid and most likely illiterate, and that's why you listen to podcasts. Join me and my future new host as we explain why you need so much help with life. Man, that seems a bit harsh. But a podcast is a podcast, and everyone has to start somewhere. You know, maybe I could mold this lady's podcast into something great. You know, it's important to keep the dream alive.
Hello, puppet. Come right on in, you splendid little cherub.
riding your little cloud adorned with wings so mighty that they could make Icarus himself blush.
Oh, God. This is Vince again. Hello, miss. Why do you have all that cream on your face?
Well, this is my beauty regimen, dear. It's not easy maintaining my glow, especially as a 78-year-old.
Well, you're certainly a lovely lady.
Well, hello, and thank you. But I'm not into cherub babies.
So about the position you have open for a co-host, what is the show all about?
Well, it's about atoning for your mistakes, leaving a dear friend and podcast host behind, for instance. How could someone abandon such a handsomely perfect stud muffin? Hello.
Again, how would you know about my old co-host and what he looked like? Or that I even had a podcast?
Oh, it's just a woman's intuition, my dear.
Well, my intuition is telling me that this is not the podcast for me.
Well, I knew it, dear. You must make amends with your friend and be happy men's once again.
Good day.
Well, good day, dear. And tell Vince he's wonderful. And hello!
No. Man, Vince is a maniac. But he did put an awful lot of effort into those interviews. I mean, he even permed his hair and dyed it gray. Putting all of that effort just to trick me, if he could only put half of that effort into the podcast, then we'd be onto something. Aw, look at all those folks outside right now, hanging with their best buds, loving their jobs. Get a load of this mailman, for instance. Hey! Hey, Mr. Mailman!
Yes, I'm Mr. Mailman. Here's your mail, man.
How do you have my mail?
Well, I am the mailman, and I have a ninth sense about these things.
Yeah, that adds up. You know what? I think I know what I have to do. I have to make things right with Vince and see if we can revive the podcast for what feels like the 78th time.
Well, that sounds lovely. Now, please let go of my shoulders. You're hurting me.
Thanks for the mail, man. And for the pep talk. You've inspired me.
Run to him. Cherish him. Tell him he's handsome.
Well, so far, so bad. Ugh. Hopefully I can keep this charade going long enough to collect my first paycheck. Wait, do we even get paid for this? I don't know. Anyways, looks like this is a recording from a few too many years ago that should pass as timely.
Get ready for a special treat, Vincey boy. Our good friend Matt from Wondering Podcast has blessed the pod with a dream.
Don't you ever forget about my boy Oliver. You better put some respect on the man's name.
Of course. You're right. Good point. They have a great podcast because, like us, they are off the wall and not mainstream. They aren't afraid to talk about what needs to be talked about that others aren't talking about.
Sounds niche. And like, these guys know how to have fun. And let's clear one thing up.
And what's that?
I'm so terribly glad you interrupted and asked. One drink doesn't mean it has to be alcohol, which is refreshing, much like a Jack and Coke. But maybe you could hold the Jack or the Coke and just have a lemonade instead.
Yeah, basically it's one topic, one drink of your choice. Pretty sweet concept. So grab a drink, find a chair or a nice little nook, and listen to Matt and Oliver deliver the goods. Again, that's One Drink Podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Vince and Josh, this is Matthew from One Drink Podcast.
Matthew,
I'm
Matthew.
Calling from Rochester, New York. I was wondering if you could help me interpret this dream I had. I was in high school. I was getting the last Mexican pizza in line.
I love that.
And everyone was looking at me.
Ay, caramba.
They seemed kind of mad, kind of pissed. This was my favorite pizza in high school growing up. All eyes were on me. So I took the last piece. And then I just started running and running and running, just like Forrest Gump. I never stopped. I don't know. I just felt like everyone was after me because I had the last great piece of Mexican pizza. So while I was running, I run into a residential neighborhood, and there, behold, a biker gang is waiting for me.
Hmm.
Now, again, I start running and running. The biker gang is after me. and I have no clue why.
They want that sweet pizza.
In my head, I'm thinking it's because of the pizza.
Yeah.
But is really that the reason why a biker gang would be after me? I don't know. But while I'm running, I fall through a manhole.
Easy, Vince.
So what happens when you fall through a manhole? That's right. I'm hanging out with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So, I'm hanging out with the Ninja Turtles. They see that I have pizza. They're like, oh, wow, cool, dude.
They're going to be disappointed.
And then we proceed to drink some beers, some liquor, take some shots, and, you know, we get a little messed up with the Ninja Turtles.
Well, my childhood's ruined.
They're only teenagers.
But, hey, it was funny to see all the Ninja Turtles drunk, playing with all their weapons, trying to be cool and funny.
Like Josh.
Yeah, so after they all passed out, I just continued down this tunnel of some sort, and I go up the ladder, out of another manhole, into a bowl arena. You know, where they do bull events.
Bull arena for bull events. Sounds like bullshit.
So, there's a table right in the middle of the arena with three of my friends. So now, I'm joining this poker game that we're playing. And there's a bull running around rapid. And before I know it, he takes out my one friend.
Whoa.
To dinner?
So apparently he's done. He's done with the game. And I look over, eye to eye with this bull. He starts sweeping his feet with the dirt. The crowd is going crazy. He's coming right at me. So I just start screaming. And right when the bull hits me, bam, I wake up. So that is my wild, crazy dream. I hope you guys have fun interpreting what all this meant. It may be good. It may not be good. But I hope you guys have fun with it.
Well, I never have fun interpreting dreams. Just kidding.
It's like your superpower. You can't run from it.
I know.
With great dreams comes great interpretations, Spider-Man.
Oh, you. Sure they do, Beetle-Man. I'm just noticing a recurring theme where, like, he's, like, always running away. And if he's not running away, he's in with a crowd of people who are, like, naughty boys or like, like, there's always, like, danger. Like, he's running from danger or he's trying to be a part of the danger. He's playing, you know, poker with some weirdos and there's bulls all around. And that's a high-stakes situation. And one of them kills him and then ultimately – or kills his friend and ultimately probably kills him. It's kind of like that Sopranos ending where, you know, spoiler alert – everything goes black, and it's like, Tony dies, duh. It's pretty crazy that it's like a group of turtles, a group of bulls, a biker gang, a group of poker players. Just keeps upping the ante, no pun intended.
Yeah, he kind of gets into a different situation that's not good, right? And has to run away to the next one, but he keeps falling into bad situations.
Maybe these are like different stages of his life, too. Like early on when you're a kid, it's like, what's the naughtiest thing you can do? I'm going to steal a little Mexican pizza, tee-hee-hee, and run away. And then all of a sudden, maybe like that's his first phase. And then the biker game being after him, maybe that's like his teenage years. And then he falls in the manhole with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. He's like an older teen now, and they're all experimenting with alcohol and, you know, maybe turtle sex. I don't know. Whatever you like to do. I'm not going to judge. It sounds hot. It sounds hot to me.
Implied.
Not implied by me. Stated. Dictated, not written. Then he goes up a ladder, and that's kind of like his climb into like the next level, into like being an adult, and he's at a bull arena. And now it's like a high-stakes poker game, which, you know, once you're an adult, things are much more high-stakes than a little round pizza with little, you know, toppings and things on it or whatever.
They always had the wildest toppings.
Yeah, they do.
So, yeah, it's kind of – and from there, he goes to the – after the bull arena, right? He wakes up because that was the adulthood hitting him.
Yeah, and then I think, and then that's like, you know, the poker game is he waits for the poker game, maybe like at the table, that's like everyone just sort of, you know, getting to an old age, and maybe that's like when he's an old man, and then one by one his friends get taken off, so kind of like they each kind of pass away, and then finally it's his turn to get got, by the bull, aka the Grim Reaper.
Oh shit. Uh-oh.
Yeah, man. So that's some wild stuff. I think it's just moving through his life as a child, then on through to adolescence and then adulthood, all the little risks and things you do until that final arena where you're just waiting at a table playing that roulette or playing that poker, taking a gamble, and then when your time's up, it's up, and that bull's gonna get you real hard.
Now, I have one thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
Can you eat steak from a bull when that would be high stakes?
And bye-bye.
Side of the pillow.
Haha, I think I fooled our audience once again. I mean, if anyone is even listening at this point. God, I miss Josh. I'm sad, so it's time to have a nap and dream about a world where I'm nicer to Josh.
Vince. Vince. Wake up. Wake up, little cherub.
Huh? Oh. It's you.
Yeah. I came back. Why is your hair permed and dyed gray?
I mean, this is what happens when I get stressed out. My hair curls, it turns gray, and I get hives and I stress eat.
Well, hopefully I can alleviate some of the stress because I'd like to come back to the podcast if you'll have me.
Will I? Will I? I might still be mad, though. You left me here to my own devices, and sadly, they're all analog. You make the show work, and I'm just a jerk.
No, no. You bring a lot to the table. Sometimes too much. And we have leftovers. And sometimes they spoil. But boy, oh boy, I sure did miss my special boy.
Aw. Well, partner, I mean, Pulpit, I mean, shit, he's onto me. Buddy, welcome back. This podcast wouldn't exist without you.
Nor you. Now, let's get down to brass tacks and figure out what we're going to say to Trevor and Hector St. John to keep this show afloat. Thanks so much for tuning in to Cool Side of the Pillow, Season 4, Episode 3. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss a dream. Want more? Head over to coolsideofthepillow.com to grab some merch and, more importantly, send us your dreams. That's right, we want to hear your dreams. You can email us at dreams@coolsideofthepillow.com and Vince and I will read it on the show. Or if you're feeling bold, send us a voice message around 2 to 3 minutes or less and we just might feature it and give it the full dream interpretation treatment. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at coolsideofthepillowpodofficial for updates, wacky content, and other weird dream stuff. Until next time, sleep tight, dream deep, and stay cool.
Yeah, the same dream over and over. It's gotta mean something. Like the time I dreamt about a dolphin and I woke up and my bed was on fire.
What did that dream mean?
Just that I didn't have balance in my life. I was spending too much time at work. Also, I shouldn't leave matches right by my bed. I had just gone to the aquarium. It probably had something to do with that.